This is an excuse for a couple of friends to talk about what excites them. It's predominantly G.I. Joe and 1/18 scale focused, but that's just a starting point. Please join us in this conversation. This is the Order of Battle.
A couple days before what I think was the original launch date for the Classified Joe line, I saw on one of the various toy Instagrams I follow that somebody in Pennsylvania had found them at Target. So I immediately texted you because you and I are both waiting for our pre-orders. And I said to you, well, I think I'm probably going to start hitting stores. And, you know, I do plan on grabbing a full wave at retail. And what that actually translated into was that day, the next day, and every day for about 7 days straight, between work and band practices and on my weekends, I was driving to every Walmart and Target in my city, the surrounding area, and then in another city. I haven't done this in a very long time because I haven't had anything to actually hunt. I believe I talked about it on our last episode. I had that moment in Target where I was like, this is it. Yeah, but it wasn't. That was followed by driving all over, walking in and out of Targets. Sunday, July 5th, I decided to hit the flea market. The guy still didn't have the stuff. He didn't make it to his storage unit. So we've pulled an audible and we drove to Buffalo.
How far is Buffalo from you?
It's about an hour and 15, hour and 20.
Okay.
So there's another flea market outside of Buffalo that we go to semi-regularly when we're in the swing of doing flea markets all the time. And we hit there. It was a bit of a bust. I didn't purchase it, but I did find a vintage Sky Striker with box, sent you pictures, then called you, even though I knew you didn't necessarily need one, but I couldn't not call you because I was like, I don't know. Like,
it was a really good price on that Sky Striker, and had you picked it up, you would have got it for a great price or could have resold it.
Anybody who collects vintage Joes knows what those go for. So that's a decent amount of money to shell out to hope to sell it. And, you know, who knows with how everything's going, like, I'm not going to ship a Sky Striker. So that would have to be an in-hand sale. We make it into Buffalo. Now, keep in mind, I've only seen the one photo of someone finding them in Target, and I only believe it because it was in a red shopping cart.
Okay.
We hit two of each in Buffalo. It's getting to be a little frustrating because it's been like, you know, 5-6 days of me doing this. And we pull into the last Walmart of Buffalo. We were walking in and Nicole was like, you know, they're not going to have them. And I was like, why do you got to be so negative? And she's like, well, I'm not. I'm just saying clearly we're not getting them yet because we've been to every Walmart in the area. And sure enough, that's the Walmart that had them.
So you found them.
They had everybody but Roadblock. It was that amazing, like, rush. Like, we came down, I turned the corner, and I saw the mailer box hanging. You know, I was like, oh, my God, they got them. I ran over, pulled them. I was checking the figures out. Now I'm ramped up again. You know, I had sent you photos. I was excited. I pulled Duke out in the car, just the figure. I didn't touch any of the accessories because I was like...
Because you're in the car, right?
I've been alive long enough to know that if I open this in the car, the accessories are going to be gone. It was Wednesday. I just had the itch. I had about not enough time to do what I wanted to do, but I got home from work. I got cleaned up. We hit the road. I had a band practice, and I ran into the guy from the flea market. He's like, well, what are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for the new Joes. I go, you know, I already have them pre-ordered, but I'm going to buy them anyways. He's like, well, they were at this other Walmart, and it was like legitimately like the one Walmart we didn't go to because it's kind of a barren wasteland sometimes in that Walmart, which we've discussed with your Walmart. Certain Walmarts just don't have a good toy section. It's in the city, headed straight to that Walmart, beeline to the toys, and they had two Roadblocks. So I picked out the one with the better face and was about 45 minutes late to band practice.
So you've had these in hand. I'm still waiting on mine to come in the mail, and I haven't ventured back out to my Walmart. I have seen a lot of people picking up the boxes because evidently they're shipped in those in cap boxes. Once the box is empty, Walmart employees are just recycling them. So a bunch of people have been picking those up. That being said, how are they in hand?
I pulled Duke out first when I got home. I got him geared up. I got to tell you, he's a lot of fun. The figures in hand are awesome. The articulation is top tier. They are fun. The weapons are very cool. They are like a weird mix of future and present time. You know, the pictures have been out for a while. We all know that, but they look good. I got them all out, posed them all together, sent you photos, sent my buddy Joe some photos. They are definitely pulling me more and more into being a lot more excited about the 6-inch range. Once I got Roadblock in hand, really start to mess with all of them because I wanted to line them all up. You know, they actually do have a decent range of heights between the figures, so everybody doesn't look uniform, which I enjoy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One of the big highlights, Roadblock's vest is not as constrictive as I thought it was going to be.
It looks super constrictive.
It definitely affects the ab crunch. You know, you're not going to get him in like Snake Eyes style poses, but it is not as constrictive as I thought it would be. The vest is actually very soft. I like the Weed Whacker gun even more now that it's in hand. He looks menacing holding it. I think the clip is a funny accessory, and I like it. I have two gripes. I just wish that they would have made the money in Destro's briefcase a little bit more detailed. I'm not saying removable money, but like we got money in the 4-inch scale that looked better than this. In the Money Bags Destro, that money looks better than the money in this briefcase. The second gripe, the sheath on Snake Eyes' leg that holds his knife would not take the knife all the way in. I immediately checked my deluxe one, which works properly. I put the knife from the standard release in that one. I did all the tests, and then I started seeing online. I saw one guy post about it. I saw another guy post pictures where the knife wasn't all the way in. So I went back and I bought another Snake Eyes. And my second Snake Eyes, same thing. And I decided, since I had an extra and I have another one coming, I cut the sheath open with an X-Acto knife, kind of cleaned out the inside. It looks like there was like a little bit of a mold error. I cut it apart and just kind of did my best to super glue things back together. It's not super noticeable unless you're really looking at it, but it's good enough for me if you're not really going to notice in a photo if I end up doing that sort of thing with it anyways. I really dig Snake Eyes' sci-fi guns.
I've been feeling the same just from seeing the pictures, so I can't wait to have it in hand.
It is a fun line, and I am also going to try to hunt down one of those boxes. I think it would be fun to have the display box and hang it on my wall with the boxed figures in it.
Yeah, I wonder how the Hasbro Pulse Snake Eyes box would go like either on top or underneath it. I don't think it would fit in actually any of the cubbies, but a lot of people are getting it, so we're going to see something.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait to see someone customize the box to hold the deluxe box.
I think the whole concept is cool, but when I look at my own house and setup, I don't know that I would have the room for it. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm really glad that, one, you were able to find them after a calendar week of looking, but then, two, in hand, they land well, because that's really the most important. We are not 6-inch guys, and although we're super excited for new Joes and a new scale, sometimes it feels like, what's the point of getting into a new scale, because now they don't fit with anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the fact that in hand, they do not disappoint, that's really good news.
And also, I wanted to end this portion of our conversation on another positive note, which was the first store I hit, both Roadblocks from the mailer were gone. They had only two Snake Eyes left. There was an extra Scarlet and an extra Duke, but the case had been picked at.
That's awesome.
Another funny thing with that is, in order to get the box, from what I understand, there has to be either no Joes or you're buying the remaining. And I know for a fact that a friend of yours and a friend of ours has 3 or 4 boxes.
Yes.
They're selling, and that is awesome.
I didn't do what you did. I didn't drive around the town hitting every spot. But talking to a couple buddies who live on the outskirts of town, they went in and walked up to mostly empty cases. They know everyone in that area that's a Joe collector. There's not enough people to empty out that shelf. It sounds like the Muggles are buying, and that's hugely fantastic. Very positive. It's super encouraging.
I said it when we talked about it before, but I've seen a lot of people that collect primarily Marvel Legends and Black Series. When the 6-inch Joe line got announced, they were hyped.
That would certainly account for some of it, but I really do hope the average person is seeing them. The kid wants them. The parent has a childhood memory or something that, like, the average consumer is picking these up, not just a Star Wars or Marvel collector. I mean, that's obviously going to happen, but I'm really, really hoping.
Only time will tell. I'm hoping that another generation jumps onto G.I. Joe based on these figures.
Hell yes.
We're not a news show, but there's news coming out about a video game. You and I have both said this, and about 5 million people on the internet have said this. These toys look like they're from a video game.
And I would love a role-playing or a strategy video game. Not War on Cobra. That's not really strategy. That's a castle builder. That's a resource game. But an actual strategy game or a role-playing game, I would love in a G.I. Joe format.
Me too. I mean, it's already been announced that it's going to come out on Switch. So I will be purchasing it no matter what. I hope it's good.
The other news for 6-inch is the Sentinel.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, that dropped, what, today?
Today.
Today is Fan Friday. $2,000, you can have an army of 5.
And that's the limit of how many you're allowed to buy.
That is the limit of how many you're allowed to buy. But I'm looking at this thing, and Bastion looks so good. And I just keep thinking, like, these would be great Cobra robots. These would be great Sentinels, which they are. Then, you know, they're also great Star Wars, or put together the 2017, 2018 Voltron Lions. There's so many things you could do with that robot other than just X-Men.
In the time of us talking about this before we recorded and just now while you were gushing about it, I have refreshed the page. 15 minutes ago, it was at like 4,107. Right now, it is at 4,503 backers. There's no doubt in my mind this is getting made. I could easily use this as a Cobra robot. We did talk about a Cobra robot from the first 10 issues. I had the Toy Biz era Build-A-Figure, and I had the Marvel Universe Sentinel. I sold both of those a couple years ago. Kind of have regretted that ever since. This is really tempting. I mean, it is a high-dollar item, and then you add in tax and shipping. They have introduced a tier system with this particular HasLab project, so they have 3 tiers. So if they get 7,000 backers, there's Mystery Tier 1, and then it goes up every 1,000 up till 3. So if they add something else to this to sweeten the pot, I might jump on.
The saving throw is going to get harder and harder to pass.
It's funny because you and I had about a 20-minute conversation about the Sentinel that we probably should have just recorded before we started this episode. But that is how we function.
Yes. 1 of them, 3 of them, 5 of them. It's a lot of cheddar, but it's so damned good.
It's a beautiful toy. And I think for the sake of everyone, including our wallets, what have you guys been up to? It's been hectic. You and I haven't been able to chew it up as much as we normally do. What's up? What's been going on?
You know, for the last few weeks, A and I, we watched Avatar The Last Airbender. A spent 5 or 6 days reading the hardback comic books over and over again in succession. I think he's now read each of those 7 or 8 times each. We started Korra. He's freaking out with every episode. And we are not a family that watches TV. You know, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, and by this point I've finished it a while ago, but I read Queen's Peril, and it's a fantastic book. Between that and Queen's Shadow, E.K. Johnston did for the Handmaidens what Dave Filoni did for the Clone Troopers. She made them human, interesting, viable. Two really good books. Laundry listing at this point, but on top of that, my old CRT died, so I finally hooked the Nintendo and Super Nintendo to a modern TV so that we could play our two G.I. Joe games, Legend of Zelda and Street Fighter 2. That's been what we've been doing. What about you guys, other than running the streets looking for Joes?
Work has been insanely busy. I'm right back to 60 hours a week. One of my bandmates that lives downstate was up, so we kind of put in overtime practice. It's been a lot. I can't keep track is the point I'm trying to get at. You add in work, band practice, and then driving to every Walmart and Target within like a 40-mile radius on a work day. I don't even remember the week.
And we have talked a lot less than normal lately, too, so that makes sense.
That's basically it. I haven't had time to watch anything. I haven't had time to read anything. I haven't had time to play any video games. I'm jealous. I just want to relax.
We haven't even discussed the second trade because who's got time, right?
I know of one thing, but I think you got a couple of small things in, maybe not.
I haven't gotten a ton in lately. The last time we talked, we were still either doing or just finishing the bulk of our Mega Marines run. I'm still looking for a Mega Viper or three. Those have been kind of sparse lately. The Cyber Viper was super easy to get. So were the Bio and Monstro. But after that, we had originally looked at going into DEF as our next focus. That got put on hold. Instead, we ended up grabbing a lot of the African-American figures we didn't have. And with all that, I also grabbed a custom 3D printed mast for the flag. Like, I have a complete mast, but this one looked really cool. So now I've got to maybe clean that up a little bit and spray paint it so we can use it. But that's a great looking mast. But the big thing I got, and I got it today, was a Guia Commando, which is one of the Brazilian Sky Patrol figures that we never received in the U.S. It's the silver and blue guy. He is flat incredible. Oh, he's so pretty. I didn't get his file card. I'm still looking for one. But I went to Yojo Brazil and typed his file card into Google Translate and then sent it to you. It's ridiculous. I'm going to read it just because it is that ridiculous.
I was hoping you were going to.
Yeah. So in lieu of doing like an order of battle, I'm just going to read a Brazilian file card as translated by Google Translate. Take it for what it's worth. When action requires total accuracy, it is calling. Only a Guia Commando manages, without the aid of any equipment, to recognize the exact point of attack from the air. Using his fantastic photographic memory and impressive self-control, there is no critical situation when a Guia Commando is in the air. The quote on the card was, "Several times, he drew the enemy installations in such detail, but in such detail that when planning the attack, the commandos abandoned their traditional maps and used his notes. They were much more accurate."
You sent me that a couple hours ago, and I've just been kind of chuckling about it ever since.
It's excellent. The reason why I focused on him was after setting up the row of Sky Strikers, and as I mentioned before, we were setting up Aces to go with the Sky Strikers. A is the one that recognized that he would look amazing next to the Sky Patrol Sky Striker. I do recognize how ridiculous it is to grab a Brazilian Sky Patrol because an 8-year-old thought it would look cool next to a Sky Striker. But hear me out. He was right.
Well, he's not wrong. I mean, we alluded to this last episode, you know, it's got me configuring a chunk of figures that I'm not going to name in case things don't work out, but I'm working on getting a chunk of figures, and I'm working on pairing them up with aircrafts as well. I'm not going the same exact route of strictly Sky Strikers,
But I am totally jacking your idea, tweaking it in my own way. And when we are both complete, we're going to do a full episode.
That would be fantastic. I am excited that you are jacking and remixing anything that came through my simple brain.
You sent me the photo of this figure and the Sky Striker, and it is a match made in heaven.
It is truly gorgeous and exciting. One of the things that I got told by several people that know Brazilian better than I do, all of them said, never, ever, 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 ever put anything in their hands. So for us, since he's paired up with a jet, if we want to throw him in the jet, fly the jet around, he still gets play. Just kind of how our world works, right? Speaking of play, and speaking of Sky Patrol, A recently, just sort of in his natural playing, grabbed a bunch of cardboard boxes, grabbed a bunch of tape, and put together his own convention box set. It doesn't follow any of the rules of Fun Pub. It only follows the rules of what was interesting to him. Let's give him an opportunity to tell us about it.
So from what I've been told, you put together a hypothetical box set that you actually built a box and filled it with figures?
Sort of. Have you ever listened to the File Card podcast?
I have.
So you know how the Operation Flaming Moth has either three or four box sets that all make up Operation Flaming Moth?
Yes, I think so.
I wanted to make a box set. The stuff I wanted was a lot of figures and like five vehicles maybe. So I used two bigger boxes for the vehicles, the Dragonfly, the Attack Cruiser, and like five other vehicles.
Cool. What was the theme of your box set?
Basically Sky Patrol.
What did you name it? Did you have a name for it?
Yeah, so I wanted to be something that sounds like cool and it's like they're patrolling the air because it's Sky Patrol. So I thought for a while and I came up with Air Sweeper.
It's a good name. I like it. I think it lets you know that it's about the Sky Patrol or Sky Patrol equivalent. Who are the figures that you would have included in this box set? You did include them in the box set.
Yeah, because I actually made the box set. So the figure box, I was trying to make it like where they were standing up, and there was a plastic sheet that was like taped to the box. So there was four mystery figures.
So who are the characters that weren't mysteries?
So all of the box sets are designed as like jets.
Okay, cool.
The figures are Stretcher, the airborne that comes with the Sky Patrol stuff. I'm going to rename this figure Air Slice.
Okay, so you changed airborne to Air Slice.
Yes.
Okay, who's next?
Altitude, Airwave, Drop Zone, Freefall, Static Line, Updraft, and the first mystery figure, Airborne Tall Troop.
So version one.
Yeah. I don't consider those people the same people, because they're not. And whenever I use both of them at the same time, I sometimes call the Sky Patrol one Air Slice. Box 2, one that says Yojo Cobra Air Sweeper box set, and it has the includes thing, came with the Dragonfly and a Attack Cruiser. Box 3 was four vehicles and three mystery figures. So it was the Sky Shark, the Sky Patrol Sky Striker from the modern series, the Locust that came with the General, the Hurricane. I don't have the entire Sky Havoc. I just use that hover piece.
And then you said three mystery figures?
Yeah. Two of the mystery figures were Vapors, the drivers of the Hurricane, and the other one was Skydive.
That sounds like a very cool box set.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Are you still very excited about the Sky Patrol theme? Is that still something you're playing out when you're playing, or have you moved on to another sub-team?
I am in the 93 realm right now, because I have all the figures, but not all the vehicles, and right now I'm not focusing on those vehicles. Right now for the figures, I'm focusing on DEF.
Okay, cool.
which is 92 realm, so.
So DEF would be the new sub-team that you're excited about right now.
Yeah, I've got like 3 more figures that I'm done with that sub-team. And then I'll just move on to Battlecore.
What made you want to build this box set? Were you just bored?
No, I just wanted like a box set that I was happy about. I just wanted a box set that had what I wanted.
I think we've covered the theme, what came in it, and how you would have put it together. Is there anything else that you want to say as like a closing statement?
A few days ago, I got 2 of the Brazilian Sky Patrol figures. I'm only missing Black Vulture and Albert's, I think is how you pronounce his name in English. It's a hard name to pronounce. I have Flying Scorpion and Sky Commander currently.
Thanks for coming on and explaining your box set. And I'm sure everyone is going to have just as much fun listening to this as I did.
You and I both sat down several times with the, oh, hey, we need to do that tonight. We pulled open the website and we looked at Complex. We looked at what you backed and what I backed and what you already paid for and I already paid for. And then we both started playing Tetris with what we wanted as our add-on features, what we could afford as our add-on features. And of course, you went big boy off the jump, and then you had like a $300 wish list. And then I didn't go big boy off the jump. I went middle grade, but then I had like a $600 wish list, which obviously neither of us have that kind of grip to throw around for fun. So we never did pull the trigger on finishing our Complex until the very last day, the very last hour, because that's how procrastination works. Or moreover, that's how not wanting to pare down your list works.
You and I are a very weird mix of personalities that we both share the same problem. And that is, we're both overly ambitious and we both are meticulous enough to add tons and tons and tons of work to overcomplicate things. But we also put everything off until the last minute.
Yes.
When we say last minute, Complex was due today. There was no time on the website. We filed them at about 11 p.m. last night, my time, 10 p.m. last night, your time. I shrunk down my add-ons to about $100 just because I have a lot of stuff I'm trying to buy right now. We also have Joe Fest coming up. I have to kind of chill out. We spent probably 80 minutes yesterday, both editing add-on cards and sharing pictures and talking back and forth about, well, if I buy this and this, I can build this. And then the hypothetical of, well, you know, we have a year's time, so if you wanted to beef up this option, you can always buy the Series 1 packs from shows or from, you know, smalljoes.com. Absolutely absurd. We turned it into an hour and a half to 2 hours of talking about something that we just didn't need to do.
I had built a spreadsheet with the costs of all the things and was going back and forth. I legitimately wanted to order 35 floor pieces as my add-on, which is insane. Doesn't mean I still don't want that, but clearly that was not going to happen. I don't need that kind of credit card debt. I don't need $600 of something I don't even have a single piece of today. At the end, I think I settled on 10 floor pieces and like an extra stair or two, but it was very modest. And don't get me wrong, after seeing Complex live at Assembly Required last year, as well as every time you've pulled yours out to show it to me, and all the pictures that Raging Spoon puts up himself, I'm excited, and I'm sure that this will grow. This is not a diorama display thing for me. This is a way for A and I to build our own bases to go in between Joe headquarters and Terradromes and Defiance and everything else.
I can only use so much of it at a certain time for what I do. Where you have the blessing and curse of you're buying this to build playsets for an 8-year-old with an active imagination that is a toy kid.
And that he can build his own playsets.
Yes.
I already know what's going to happen when you get your box in. Every single piece is going to get put into that because that's what every single kid does. And adult, because that's what I did with mine. And we've talked about it on the show. I can't wait to see not only what you come up with, but also what you and A come up with. And then I can't wait for the photos A just puts together on his own. If it's anything like the Iron Vipers, you know, there's a lot of imagination that goes in. And there are some accessories that will pair very well with Scrap Iron coming with Complex Series 2.
Those missile pods in Series 2 will be amazing for the Iron Vipers if he's still into that when they come in. Kentuckiana is just a few weeks away. It hasn't been canceled yet, but one of the Columbus toy shows has been canceled. I've heard some rumblings about Kentuckiana or Kentucky in general will be requiring masks. Maybe they won't. I will be masked up. Masks and Lysol, man. I'm going to be there. I'm excited to run into some friends I haven't seen in a while. I'm also walking into a show that is 50% 12-inch Joes.
We are two people that are 50% interested in opening up a dangerous wormhole.
I am going to have to roll a lot of saving throws, not just in the 3 3/4 realm, and not just in the complex realm, but also in that 12-inch realm.
I have one 12-inch item that I'm going to have you look for. I have one modern era item that I'm going to have you look for, both of which we will discuss if they happen.
Hopefully, while I'm at Kentuckiana, I will have an opportunity to record with a few friends who are there as well.
I will be there with you in spirit, you know, responding to the pictures of stuff you send me that you're trying to not buy and you're trying to get me to buy / not buy. I will be PayPal ready. I think we've covered about everything that we had to talk about today. On that note, let's pull the plug.
Thank you for joining us in this conversation. If you'd like to get more involved, you can email us at orderofbattlepod@gmail.com or find us on Twitter, orderofbattlepd, and Instagram, orderofbattlepod. We'd love to hear from you, your experiences, your hauls, your ideas. And as always, thank you. This has been The Order of Battle.
It's too much Sopranos. I'm doing all these hand gestures. Like, I can't stop.